think the job of this department, we must forget about programs and so on, is the protection of the right to train. And that is it. And we must measure this department on that. Protection of the right to train. Because everybody in South Africa got the right to train. And if you don't protect that right, then, and that is the biggest problem of small businesses today, because we don't protect them. You know, for instance, red tape are benefit the bigger business. So we don't protect the small business. And it's not just about red tape, it's about finance, it's about everything, it's about the market. So protection of the right to trade is very important. We can scrap all the other programs and just have one program, protection of the right to trade. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I now give the opportunity to the department.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I think Honourable Member is told a long list of questions. But I think Honourable Kruger started off with the more important area of understanding the role and responsibility of the department, and then I want to talk about the role and responsibility of DPNP. Because I think that's it was, in actual fact, when you earlier started, Honourable Kruger, and listening to other Honourable Members, it seems that I think that there may be, in my view, if I may be bold to put an opinion, a misunderstanding on the role and responsibility of this department. And I want to be bold enough to say that the role of this department is not to create small business. It's not the responsibility to create nothing be measured on how many small businesses we create. Its responsibility is partly that, I think it's exactly that kind of stuff, that how do we create a conducive environment for businesses to trade and operate? How do we deal with barriers to entry? And whether in a legislative process or through other means, the department is able to do that. How do we create an environment that small businesses are able to access finance? How do we provide financing? And I think that's very, very important, because once you understand the role of the department, one understands exactly what's expected. And I get a sense that perhaps there's a view that the department is the elixir to all problems of small business. And that cannot be the case either. I think small business operates in a particular environment, and that's why I thought it was important, Honourable Members, to give you a sketch of the economic context. Because the economic context, you know, says exactly the kind of sentiments of what, you know, whether there's an opportunity for people to, if incomes are declining, right, and people are out of jobs, it's likely that they are going to participate in some form of informal economic activity, and it's going to be precarious. But even if that there are other people who are unable to buy those particular goods or services, then that has an impact on them to be able to continue with their survival activity. The economic context that we find ourselves in is a difficult one. And the point about putting on that is to say honestly, this is the state of our economy. And in the state of the economy, you know, generally all actors in that economy, whether they're small business, whether they're employees, whether they're large firms, are all challenged. In different ways, however, and the incomes and opportunities are all challenged in different ways. So in that kind of context, there are few opportunities that we have they're able to stimulate the kind of growth and small businesses. One is, of course, getting aggregated or getting more money into the economy. Right? And the second one is by utilizing our opportunities, procurement. So procurement is a way, so we don't have money, National Treasury doesn't have money to put more into stimulus programs. So we need to create other forms of stimulus. And our procurement program is one of the largest. And if we're able to use that as an opportunity to stimulate the growth of small business, I think that's really important. But it precisely comes back to the point that I think it's important that we understand that the role is what it is. It's not to create that, and I think it's really, really important. That's always what I understand. Which comes to the point of our role as DPNP Honourable Member. It allows us not to run the department when there are problems. We are not the Department of Performance Planning and Monitoring. Tell DG, you must do this, you must do that. Allows us to provide indication of the performance, the extent of the performance, and then say to them that we think that these are challenges. The department in itself, and that's what we do for many other departments, is to highlight that and say to them that we think that we need to address these particular things. Ours is not to implement and to run over the management of the department and to say this is what you need to do. Ours is providing the advisory support and participation with this. And my point that I made earlier on within this, in this instance, is our relationship with the department, unlike any other department, our relationship with the department was strong, and I must say that. I say that with the greatest respect, because our relationship with the Department of Social Services Development goes beyond just advisory work. In actual fact, the DG makes it a point that we get involved in supporting the work, asking us for advice, having joint projects, commissioning joint work, sitting in the Departmental Steering Committee, etc. So it goes beyond just the kind of Google relationship. And I think that's very, very important, that ours is not to overstep our boundaries, but to provide that kind of. So I think that's very important. So the expectation is not for us to say, you're doing wrong all the time. We're doing this. We provide quarterly reports on the indicators that are reported out. Sorry.
What is the level of the department?
Planning, monitoring, and evaluation.
What does planning mean?
Coordinating planning on the
whole
thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what we see is that you have a responsibility of ensuring that departments don't work in silos. If the name of the department is planning, and the challenge that we are facing in South Africa is slow impact as a result of departments working in silos, that on its own is the responsibility of the department to say, in order for you, this Department of Social Business, to achieve your mandate, you need to work with this and this and this and this department to achieve your goal. That is what planning is. It can't be planning that we will take the planning in a silo mentality when we know that the actual project that we are all working towards is reduction of poverty, unemployment, and inequality, and we have targets for 2030. That is the responsibility of this department, your department. Now, the question that we will then ask is, what do you say to the Department of Small Business when in its planning it doesn't affect its mandate of coordination, and also it doesn't adhere to the Intergovernmental Relations Framework Act, resulting in the department, CIFA and SIGA, funding a project in the Eastern Cape with 9 million, when they know that that project requires water and electricity. And because of failure of an integrated planning, those two crucial services that are required are not provided. And then they tell me the 9 million is a waste of time. So let us all understand the responsibilities of the Department for Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. That department was established after an assessment of that departments are working in silos.
Precisely, Honorable Chair, precisely. I was referring to specific questions around us having to intervene in the department. It's exactly what we do, Honorable Chair. We've been doing this as the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, where there are particular blockages or where there are, for example, coordination that is required for interventions.
But in your report, you were not saying so. You went to tower to Your responsibility is?
Precisely, then that is exactly what we also have to do on the future. That's exactly what we do.
Tell us what your responsibilities are.
Yes.
Not what you are looking at.
So our responsibility is exactly to coordinate the planning function across government, to monitor and to provide reports on where performance is weak, and to indicate to the department where remedial action is required, including assistance. This is the point that I made earlier, Honourable Chair. Including assistance where it's required, and where there are particular interventions that require specific funding. So let me give you an example, Honourable Chair. We have requested, for example, Cabinet, that we have DPME in coordination with the Economic Development Department, not the Economic Development Department, right? In developing specific remedies to try and address some of the constraints in economic growth. That is our function. We are doing it. So I'm thinking, what I'm saying is that it's important to understand in relation to how I was specifically referring to our relationship with this department. So ours is to ensure that we do indicate performance indicators, provide reports of it, suggest remedial action where it is, and to work with the departments in relation to addressing those specific needs. And in relation to this department, we do that. We do that in a close-knit fashion on a lot of those particular actions, Honourable Chair. So it's not running away from the responsibility. I think it's important to clarify the roles and responsibility, and I thank you for helping us.
I think that there is a difference between the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation and the Auditor General. The Auditor General will be more concerned about money having been spent in accordance to the PFND. No over expenditure, no under expenditure, no movement of the budget from one program to the other, no fiscal dumping. Your department, in my view, should be more concerned about the impact. Are these departments planning and their ATP relating to meeting the targets of the National Development Plan? And my argument with you in relation to this department not having the responsibility of developing small businesses or creating jobs. This department has the responsibility of championing.
You point to Small Business Development Department.
Yes. The Department of Small Business has the responsibility of championing and coordinating development of small businesses and cooperatives. So it's not going to create itself employed people, but it is going to facilitate a situation where small businesses and cooperatives are able to create jobs. So if then the APT is, so many SMEs supported, it's not looking to the impact. But I'm going to come later to that, because in planning, my view is that this department has to also have a special relationship with certain departments to ensure that South Africa is able to reduce expenditure on social grants, free services, and shift the budget from being a consumptive budget into a productive budget. So it should not be the responsibility of government to provide a child with a plate of food just because the parents are poor, are not able to provide the child. The responsibility of government is to create a situation where the parents are able to provide for their child. That is a developmental intervention. And then the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation has to look at which departments are mandated to facilitate development of human beings in South Africa to make them self-reliant and able to provide for themselves. And the Department of Education and Training becomes key into that. This department becomes key into that because it has to facilitate development of SMEs and cooperatives. So we can't have two states in one country, a welfare state for the poor and a developmental state for the rich, and think that they will then have sustainable communities. It's a balance.
Business all the years. It's changing the oligopoly in the company, the monopoly. The fact that we are largely dependent on limited resources, that we've not provided financing and the kind of technical support that other economies, developing economies, have provided. Malaysia is a good example. There are many other examples also. And I think those are the kind of aspects that are required that are not always measurable. You know, what is always measurable is how many small businesses are created, how many financing that we have, et cetera, et cetera. But that doesn't even take into account the other dynamics. And I think that's really, really important that we do that. Again, I agree with you that what we're trying to do is provide an outcome and an impact, because that's important. Our actions is about better impacts. And perhaps my point and criticism that I do take is that these actions are very, very important, but it's also about the scale of our actions. Right? And I think that's the TUPS report and the reports that we provide is exactly that. And the discussions we have in the cluster is, so if we want to make the kind of impact that we want to, if we want to create the impact, the desired impact, what is the scale that is required? Because if our actions are simply a drop in the ocean, the impact is not going to be the desired impact. So we need to look at the scale, because these particular actions are very important. We can measure them. Right? But again, I come to the point of the systematic and institutional failures that are there that are not easily measurable, that requires to be addressed. And my view is, again, I will engage with the department about this continuously, is that we can't do everything through legislation. So we can't legislate to fix the problem. You know, we can legislate smooth out the conditions for an environment for small business and cooperatives to operate. We can legislate to try and reduce the kind of risk. But the business environment, as many would know, doesn't depend on the legislation, although the legislation is very supportive. There's a limitation to what that has to do, what it can do, in terms of the structural challenges that we sit. And so we need to think about it much more here than just the legislation stuff. On the honorable member, it's very difficult to look at the department in terms of GDP and employment growth. We try and look at each other and try and contextualize it in relation to the small business environment. And so in a sense, it's not saying that, you know, it's going to be very difficult for us to measure the contribution of each and every department of GDP. We're not able to do that. Right? But it's in a sense to give an indication, an insight as to what growth is, what employment is, and we try and break it down to small business so one can understand exactly what's happening in that particular space. And then, of course, those are the particular sets of challenges. What do we do together to be able to devise interventions that will be able to assist on that? And I thought that covers quite a bit on that. Our relationship, honorable members, honorable chair, again, I do say that there is an extremely strong relationship between Department of Small Business Development and ourselves in supporting the work of the Department of Small Business Development. We have constant engagements. We sit on the interdepartmental steering committee. We have lots of research projects. We have particular interventions. So where there are strategies and interventions that are required, again, I think the point about that is that the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation provides our assistance and guidance to the Department of Small Business Development. And I think that kind of intergovernmental cooperation is very, very pertinent, and it's a good example of how the Department of Small Business Development and Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation is able to work together. So it's not coming in and saying, hey, you've not done the stuff, we are now going to do it. It's coming in and saying, how do we work together to be able to deal with this? How do we bring in together other parties? For example, we've done that on numerous occasions to say, I think the example that you've made of Eastern Cape is a good example of the member. And there are many other examples where we need to bring in other players to try and address those kinds of concerns. Because putting in money into one particular project without understanding the environment that you're operating is a way to sum up, and I think is problematic. Change right on business, I'm able to answer, but data shows that. One can venture to say that I think that a lot of opportunities have been created to black businesses, so one sees a change in the racial dynamics of ownership in the economy. There is no specific monitoring tool for small business on the continent. We have a broader monitoring tool, monitoring and evaluation framework, and tool that provide on the MTSF in terms of the NDP, but there's no specific monitoring tool that is designed for small business. I think it would be useful to say perhaps a monitoring and evaluation tool would be something that we need to probably discuss with the Department of Small Business Development to design specifically a monitoring tool that one is able to use and replicate elsewhere in relation to that.
If the NDP says 90% of jobs of 11 million new jobs will be created by small business by 2030, how do we measure? What do we do to assess whether we are moving towards that or not? If there is no measurement tool,
Honourable Chair, there's not a measurement tool, but the data is there. So we work with the Department of with StatsSA to ensure that we have accurate data on employment. It's why we were able to give you the labor dynamic survey on small business that specifically asks questions. So there's a data tool that is able to determine exactly the progress that we've made around employment, that we can look across the economy from large to small business to micro to informal economy.
Without developing a tool for assessing the role that is played by a department that is tasked to champion development of SMEs and cooperatives?
Well, the tool would have to work with the Department of Small Business to develop a tool, but if the data is there and the data says that there are slow, let's say
the measurement for the work of this department should not be what comes out as a result of the work of Ofsted South Africa. The measurement tool for this department should be the ability to champion and the ability to coordinate, which would then result with establishment of sustainable SMEs and cooperatives. It can't be that there would be no measurement.
Absolutely agree with you. We need to have a measurement tool, but it has to have a discussion. So do we go with the honourable member's suggestion that we measure TEF? Or honourable Kruger that says, what is the target for the creation of small business? Do we have to have that measurement tool? Or is it the one that is being set out in the MTSF, honourable chair, that says support to a particular set of small businesses? You know? Or is the measurement tool support funding? I think that's the debate that we have to have.
That when you hear when South Africa was preparing to host the 2010 Soccer World Cup, when you hear working for government, okay, I was the chairperson for the Portfolio Committee on Sport and Recreation. It was a project with a time frame of 8 years. The department that knew what are the requirements in terms of FIFA for a country to be able to host Soccer World Cup was the Department of Small Business of Sport and Recreation. However, what the country had to guarantee on was not located in the Department of Sport and Recreation. The Department of Sport and Recreation had to champion and raise in order for South Africa to host 2010 Soccer World Cup, we need adequate transport infrastructure. We need hotels. We need airports. We need park and rides. We need the stadiums. We need accreditation of B&Bs. We need training of the frontline staff. We need ambulances. We need to say how many hospitals are around where the matches will be played. We needed to say how many practicing venues can South Africa build. All those things. That is Champions League as coordinator. In South Africa, we have what is called Intergovernmental Relations Framework Act. And in South Africa, we have an IGP process located at local government level. Each and every department that budgets to build a road, if it is transport, it will be because that appears on the IGP of a particular municipality. The point that I'm making is that championing and coordination means that this department should be able to identify a point at which all these departments would know that there is a particular project. This project is a small business, or this project is a cooperative. It requires transport infrastructure if it requires transport infrastructure. It requires electricity if it requires electricity. And that department has to budget and align the budget of the infrastructure department to complement the development of an SMME and a cooperative. That is the point that we are finding it very, very difficult if the department is only going to focus on the number of SMMEs and cooperatives that have been assisted, because the mandate of the department is to champion and coordinate to ensure that all other departments are able to provide what is required, which does not sit in the Department of Small Business, but required to develop small business. And if that coordination at a planning level is not happening, small businesses will not develop. And key to that is the common understanding between the Department of Small Business and the Department of COFTA. Because the coordination of all the projects, everything that is going to be done in a particular municipality, it happens at a metro level and at a district municipality level. It's the book of government that says that, that planning has to take place there. That will then make it possible for us to say here, seated here, that in terms of Ogun District Municipality, so many agricultural cooperatives will be supported by this department, and in terms of the transversal agreement, this is the infrastructure that is required. And the Department of Transport has agreed to provide, the department has aligned its plan and budget to make that project viable. So the point that I'm making is that the department must not think of the department, but must think of the project that is going to be achieved by the country. And the project is poverty reduction and job creation. Now the question is, how do you measure that the department is doing that? On that, because if your department is monitoring an evaluation, if the department that has to say we can't agree to that because we are not sticking to your mandate as the Department of Small Business Development, because you are monitoring and evaluating them.
Honorable Chair, the process of agreeing on the MTSF is not although the final decision is cabinet advisable, there's a consultation process between the department and ourselves on getting what agreed indicators are. So we've agreed with the department on these sets of indicators that has to be reported.
So you agree with the department on the set of indicators that are not speaking to the mandate of the department?
I'm agreeing now that I think it requires a much more serious discussion as we move. Remember, the department issue, the particular mandate that we developed since 2014, this is what we report on. And I think the discussion that we're having does allow us to say, well, how do we look at it very differently? So we need to have a serious discussion and review all these
things.
But remember, honorable Chair, remember this is so it has to go through a consultation process with the department, it has to go to cabinet for approval in terms of the amendments. I think it's important that we need to say, well, if these are the concerns of the portfolio committee in relation to this. How do we address these fundamental concerns with the support of the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation in relation to the functioning and its responsibility and mandate from the Department of Small Business Development?
I think that your department is a senior department. That's why it is in the president. It's planning, it's monitoring, and it's evaluation. Meaning that on the planning aspect of the department, it has to facilitate an understanding to the department that you are still planning in a silo fashion. Also, you are not planning in accordance to your mandate. Don't say, if we are able to understand the mandate of the department, and we recommend and we say to the department, this is how we understand your mandate to be. But they come to you and you negotiate a different way of measuring them, which is offline from their mandate. Where do you put us? At the end of the day, we go onto the field. And we don't see the impact that is supposed to be seen because you are allowing them to put indicators that do not relate to their mandate.
Honorable Chair, my response would be that I think that some of the indicators that are there does relate to its mandate. I don't think it's sufficient. And I think this is the point that committee members have said, that it's not sufficient. I think it does. Talk about support is one of its functions. And how to provide support to different aspects of small business. I think it is part of
its
mandate.
It's not about. There is what we call the key performance area, the overall objective. That is the mandate of the department. Let us not talk about the function. The support to a small business in the form of a grant, in the form of training, is a function. Not the mandate.
On that one, we agree.
on the observation that I've been making, not only now, but generally. In government, when you develop a plan of action, you don't start by saying what problem is being addressed. In development, my training background, you first put the problem that you are addressing, because all your activities have to relate to that problem. And the long-term impact assessment tool has to relate to the problem that you are addressing. In case of this department, and all government departments, the problem that is being addressed in South Africa is poverty and unemployment. All departments. And inequality. For that to happen, you also, because that is an economic situation. Poverty, unemployment, and inequality is an economic situation. You then need to understand what a type of an economy that this country wants, has said we want to be this kind of an economy. And South Africa has said we want to build a mixed economy. We are a mixed economy country. Because we believe that through the mixed economy, we will be able to address issues of inequality, we'll be able to create jobs, and we'll be able to reduce poverty. You then go below that and say, if this country is the mixed economy, what are the pillars of this mixed economy? Not the resources, the pillars. And the pillar is the state. Without the state playing a particular role, the economy will not grow. The other pillar is the private sector. Without the private sector playing a particular role, the economy will not grow. Jobs will not be there. Poverty will not be reduced. Without participation of the community, the economy will not grow. Then we look at this current moment. What role is played by the community and the economy? They are employed and they are consumers. The vast majority of the community. That's why they are poor. What role is played by the private sector? They provide jobs. What role is played by the state? The state also provides jobs, but the state also makes laws. Then, how do we spend the fiscal resources of government? Because we have productive members of the society and unproductive members of the society who are poor. This is how we divide our fiscal expenditure. We provide welfare services to the poor in the form of an RDP house, free electricity, free basic water, school nutrition program, all the things, child support grant, all those things, you list them down. To how many people? You take the numbers of the people that have been provided with housing. And this slide, you also say how many people are active and they are able to pay tax. And if the numbers on the salary that government looks after through handouts, because you call that the, all those things, the free houses, those are handouts. If the number of the people that are surviving on government handouts is bigger than the number of people that are paying tax, I put that in, that is an indication of a country that is going down. Because government doesn't manufacture money. Government taxes the productive people to look after the poor. So the best thing to do is to analyze which of the free services are supposed to be provided by people. People have to provide themselves with those free services. And you begin to teach them. They can build their own houses. They can provide for their children. You don't have to give them child support. Then you begin to analyze again. What makes them fail to do that? Is the skills? They did not have opportunities in the past. They did not have access to the market. They did not have a financial support. So if this is what then is required in order to make them productive, add this department there. Because those people will start a small business. Add this department. You then begin to plan around that, because your target are the people who are not employed, who are poor, who must become small businesses in order to provide jobs and come to this side of being productive. That is what this department is supposed to be looking at as well. And that is what the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation is supposed to be advising this department to do. So it's not about how many small businesses we are going to support paying. It's about how we are going to reduce the number of people who are sitting on the welfare side and shift them to the productive side. That is the long term. And then work backwards to identify the things that you need to do in order to make those people productive. Then you begin to devise your interventions, your short-term interventions, which will be skills development, all the things that you need, and the policies, and then your medium-term intervention, and then your long-term intervention. And your long-term intervention, tool of measurement, permanent exit of those people from the social grant register and the indigent register of the municipality, ability of them to pay for the services that they are consuming, and increase the revenue base of a municipality and staff. That's how you build a developmental state. So it can't be that Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation cannot simplify the NDP and what this department needs to do.
So we've done it. Now, I mean, I think your point about whether these sets of actions indicated in the NDSF is just a function. I think your point is that you're concerned about the fact that these are not necessarily expressing what the mandate of the department was. Right? And I assume by you making that point that you're saying that that is also not an expression of what the NDSF is. That yes, we have to provide, and I agree with you. That's why I'm saying to you, despite these actions, as you say, it's a function. I Given the conservative phrase and conservative phrase, how do we design a set of indicators that takes into account what we can measure, because that's important, but also takes into account the developmental aspects that one suffers from it, but requires to have that right outcome that you referred to, the long-term outcome. That you're right, we want to move people from welfare into productive activity. They're either self-employed and they operate their businesses, or they're employed by formal business or informal business and they earn a wage income. That's what we want them to do. So how do we design and set of indicators and actions that move from that, from where we are right now, to a different aspect altogether? You're looking for the golden answer. I don't have that silver bullet right now. I think it's all of us who are in the economy sector are struggling to find exactly that kind of intervention. But certainly I think there is an importance, and that's why I said to all of you, there's an importance, and we have done it in the budget mandate paper that we presented, that the importance of supporting small business and how we interpret that into action is fundamental to the growth of this economy and ensuring that small business participate, using stimulus, using the levers at our disposal to be able to create the opportunity. So we need to think through that. And I don't have a silver bullet answer right now, but fundamentally I think that's an important area that we need to make.
You see, for me, we can't have piecemeal performance indicators. We should be having a long-term performance indicator. Because by having a long-term performance indicator, we will then be able to break down to say, what are the things that we then need to do?
Sorry, sir. I was surprised when the APP has already implemented to
You see, you are talking about the APP. I'm talking about the long term. And in terms of the NDP, the long term is 9.9 million jobs from small businesses. And the problem is high rates of poverty and high rates of unemployment. And how do you see that there are people that are poor? If your social grant register and your education register, those are your mirrors. Because at local government level, people who are exempted from paying for services are on the indigent register. And the register of the Department of Social Development has got all the people who are surviving the social grant. So those two are your key departments. If you are to champion development of small businesses and cooperatives for the purpose of creating 90% of 11 million new jobs by 2030. So the key, the long-term performance indicator is 9.9 million new jobs by 2030. And then you work yourself out that day. What would make it possible for you in your role of championing development of small businesses and cooperatives? What is it that you will need to do? What will set all your ways and make it not possible for you to create those jobs? And you write those things down. And then you find a way of eliminating them. And if it is the skill, you come up with a strategy for technical skill development, because small businesses will need to develop technical skills. Because when you look back on the history, they did not have that opportunity. So you list down all those things that you need to do. So your annual performance plan must be informed by what you want to achieve. Then you say, how will I know that I am moving towards that direction? You will say, I will also look at the number of people who are on the indigent register, who are becoming self-reliant and earn enough to exit the indigent register and pay for services. Because if you are doing that, you are still maintaining the welfare, but you are spending money in development of small businesses that has got no impact. So, reduction of expenditure on social grants and provision of handout services by government would be a tool of measurement of the impact of development of small business. Because we are not talking about small business in terms of just going to work and then earn 100 rand and then go again and receive the social grant. Because the medium-term expenditure statement of the Minister of Finance of 2014 said South Africa needs, in order to have a stable economy in South Africa, South Africa needs to shift the money that is being spent in providing handout consumption and making shift that budget to productive. Shifting that to productive focuses on skills development, creating an environment for small businesses to take off the ground, opening the markets and all those things. That is how you shift, because you know that you have a target and your target is those people that depend on social grants and also on are not able to pay for services, because if you don't make them productive, you are still going to provide those services without them having to pay. And then your country will go down and become a welfare state. I become worried when the number of free things that the government is going to give to the poor keeps on increasing. And also the process of providing that is not aligned to small business development. I become very, very worried. And then because I'm 65 years old, I then say, hey, maybe those things, when this country becomes a welfare state, I will be dead by then.
In other words, we're all welfare state already on the road. But, I mean, not to get into the debate of welfareism versus product, because I think as an economist, I agree with you that what we want to ensure is that principle of getting people from receiving grants, being on the indigent lists, receiving benefits, receiving that through productive activity. They earn it and they pay for it.
I am a development economist.
No,
you are an economist.
I'm a developer.
Because economists sometimes worry themselves about the economic growth.
Yeah.
Development economists worry themselves about a growing economy that is able to reduce poverty.
Honorable Chair, I'm a development economist. That's my background. So it's why I always have a debate with you on the cautiousness of the importance of welfareism in the context that we have now. So I agree that there needs to be a balance of how we shift people. And if you are here is to say, well, but I mean I think this is quite interesting what you mentioned. So if you say let's look at the 11 million kids who get CSE and look at the households. And all these specific programs, if we have a list of them, are we able to design interventions for those? Because those are women-led households, by the way. Right? And studies show that women-led households, where they receive the grant on behalf of women, of kids, they are more productive. They go and search for work. They participate in informal economic activity and survivalist activity. They make sure that the food is on the table. Different so for men. Men don't do that. Right? That's the unfortunate case about the targeting of growth. And your suggestion is to say, well, are we able to develop specific interventions for those households who receive child support grants that could participate in some form of initially survivalist activity, even if they sell cigarettes, bread, fruit, vegetables, whatever, and then support them going forward? I mean, I think it's something that probably could be debated and perhaps it would be. What I'm worried about, and let me express this, what you said, is that I think I'm worried that you may give the department which is the responsibility of other departments. And I think this is for me the, if I may just finish, and I'm worried that it's important that we need to give a level of measurement. So if we're doing this and we say that, you know, the economy, and I understand the argument of saying, well, it's about small business, and that the economy, the NDP talks about, you know, the vast majority, 90% of the employment comes from small business. I think it's important that we need to design indicators and interventions, and I'm on that point of view, I'm supporting them, that are relevant to the purpose of the department, the mandate of the department. But I'm wary of developing something that says it is beyond, you know, something that is not in the control of the department, and there is factors outside of the control, which is the broad economy. It may require interventions from other departments. It may require economic departments to be able to play. And I think that's important when we strike that balance. You know? Because it may then come as reflected that you ask this department to measure this, but in actual fact they have no control over that measure. And then it reflects as a negativity towards the department. I think that's my point that I want to raise.
I think the question was asked, and it's close to a yes or no question. According to the department, is the Department of Small Business Developing performing yes or no on their own? I think that is a very important question. Because you are the guys that are supposed to monitor it. You are the guys that, you see that you work very close with them. So I presume that you were part of the planning processes and the strategy and all those nice things that they come and tell us every Wednesday. So the question is, are they performing on their mandate? And when I say mandate, I'm talking about the State of the Nation address of the President. Because remember, that was where it started. Are they performing yes or no?
Honourable Kruger, I would answer the question and say, yes, I think they made, if I look at the department that was established in 2014, I think there were significant challenges of non-performance. I can say that categorically. I think the change in the leadership of the management at the department made significant differences. So remember, you're measuring something in a short space of time. Right? I would say, yes, there are, but not sufficiently. That's what the report says. The report says, yes, there's some progress. There's some progress, but we need to look at some of the key infrastructure stuff. And that is going to take time. That's not the yes or no answer, I'm sorry. But I think the change in the management, the focus, the ability to look at problems, and I think what has been fundamental, and I like to share your point about how one resolves a particular issue, is problem identification. There's an analysis of the problem. And I think the department in the last 2 years has spent a huge amount of time identifying the problem. It's getting now the actions right to resolve it. Getting the resources right to resolve it, so the resources is the problem. Getting work and coordination amongst all departments to resolve it, I think that's where the big challenge lies right now.
Madam Chair, I think if we go out there, and we already did it as a committee, and go and ask the 9 million unemployed people in South Africa the same question, and we ask the startups, businesses that new ventures since 2014, I think we will get a different answer. If we ask the same question to all those cooperatives that failed, small businesses, I'm not going out of position, but I'm getting, and my colleague will also support me here. We're getting emails every day of small businesses that are frustrated with the department. Because there's no seriousness in the department of helping small business to be successful.
generated. It has changed people's life from receiving a salary to paying a salary. It's very important. Honourable Chair, Honourable Kruger, I think perhaps, if I may so bold to venture, I think perhaps our expectation of the department, I think you're putting a high expectation on the department. I understand people are saying that. Before 2014, there was no small business development department. It was a unit.
There was a function. Government committed money for development of small businesses and cooperatives, and that function was sitting with DDI.
Honourable members, I agree. It was a unit within DDI. Many of the staff members were came over with it. But in that decision of the ruling party to create a specific focus and in so giving impetus to that focus by creating the department. That's the critical decision. We see years into implementing its mandate of the department. And I think that we are wrong. We are not addressing, I mean, I have different examples in our group. But by the way, I have individual people who come and ask me, please can you put us into contact with the Department of Small Business because we want to do stuff. In actual fact, there's a case of junior miners. They are manganese miners, right? Small. Nine of them. They like a carpet, right? And they burst in the Northwest province. They needed to buy a dumpster and a filter machine. I put them in contact with the department. They went through the process. They're visiting checked. I'm just saying there are good examples and bad examples. I just think that it's important that I don't want to use the word lower the expectation, but I think that the ability of this department to focus on its mandate on recruitment. I think allow a bit of space and time. I think that there are important criticisms and usefulness in what members expect. And I think that everyone agrees with it. I don't think DG or DM disagree with it. But I do think that it's important that we manage that, given that this is a new department.
Madam Chair, the sad story of that cooperative nine cooperatives who started mine, the sad story, if they must look at statistics, then they got an 80% failure rate, chance to fail. Who will ever in his right mind start a business and you know your capital and everything, knowledge, skill, information must come from government, but your chance to fail is 80%. Can that be true? And that is the problem. So it's not what I say, it's statistics. Ask everybody. 88%, it's close to 90%. So 90%, 88% of small businesses, cooperatives, that was helped by this department since 2014 failed. So that is my perspective. If I want to start a cooperative
report that was provided by DDI in 2009. It's not about this department. But the point that you are making, don't get us wrong. We are saying, if we don't agree on where do we start, do we see the problem as a problem that needs to be addressed by the Department of Small Business alone in the manner that the department is spelling out its APPs and all these things. When South Africa is saying it has three problems, unemployment, poverty, and inequality. And in terms of employment, job creation, small businesses. SMMEs and cooperatives will create 90% of 11 million new jobs. Do we see that being achieved by this department alone, by supporting 10 SMMEs without a coordinated effort of ensuring when they support the 10 SMMEs, there is a road that is needed by that those SMMEs in order for them to survive. There is electricity that is needed in order to survive. There is skills that is needed. Do we see that when this department does that and forget about the coordination role of its mandate, you think that it is doing well? Because the issue here is small businesses are like any other businesses. They survive because they are getting adequate services, and some of the services do not result with this department. This department doesn't budget for transport infrastructure, doesn't have a budget for electricity, doesn't have a budget for water and sanitation, doesn't issue licenses for mining if it's mining, or water use license if it is water. They don't do this. It doesn't provide land. So the coordination part of this department is what will make small businesses succeed. And if the department is keen on the coordination aspect of things, we will not achieve the development of small businesses in a manner that will create 90% of 11 million new jobs by supporting small businesses in terms of training by the department, in terms of funding by FIFA, in terms of this done by FIDA, without mobilizing other departments that need to come and provide other support services. That is the point we are making. So, we are not measuring the department. We are measuring what has to be done by the department in order to create jobs, in order for South Africa to create 11 million new jobs, which 90% of them will come from small businesses. That is what we want to measure. But if then we are only going to be looking at what this department is providing as a department, forgetting the coordination mandate of it, we are having a blind spot. There's something that we don't see, which is very, very important, that this department has to do. And we are asking this question because we were not hard on the Auditor General's office in terms of assessment of the department. We are hard on you because you are planning monitoring evaluation, and you don't monitor departments in isolation. You monitor the whole, all departments.
Chair, thank you. I think that this conversation is quite instructive, and I think that your point you make about blind spot and the point that Honourable Kruger makes when he asks the question, "Is this Parliament succeeding or failing?" revolves around a fundamental paradox, which is this: in order for the department to achieve its limited objectives for
able to say for the country to hold 2010, how many stadiums are needed and what is the quality of those? And what else is needed if a match is going to be played in a particular area? Which one then helping government to decide on which municipality those stadiums will be located, because you also needed to have the hotels. And on top of the hotels, they also needed to have the B&Bs. And the roads, because no budget was given to the Department of Sport and Recreation. I was the chairperson. No budget. Because it was, no money was taken from other departments and given to the Department of Sport and Recreation. Those departments were made to understand the role that they needed to play in order to deliver 2010 Soccer World Cup. In this case, the Department of Small Business Development is asked to play the same role that was played by the Department of Sport and Recreation to deliver 90% of 11 million new jobs through small businesses by 2030. Meaning that the planning then to deliver that project of 90% of 11 million new jobs has to spell out what are these things that are needed by small businesses in order for them to become sustainable. And which departments are mandated to provide small businesses with those things. You list them down, and then you agree on how will they plan collectively so that they align their strategy plan and their APPs to enable the country to create 90% of 11 million new jobs, but also reduce poverty. Which are the municipalities that have got more poverty and less jobs? And then provide that shopping list at municipality level where the integrated development plan takes place. And then after you have achieved that, single out the things that need to be provided by the department. Because we have champions, we have facilitators, coordination, all other departments know what is required of them to do in order to have viable small businesses and cooperatives in South Africa, which will be able to provide 90% of jobs by 2030. And I am saying this because I am speaking to the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, and your monitoring and evaluation should be there to say, Department of Transport, you are required to provide, to upgrade the transport infrastructure in these areas where jobs are being targeted to be created. Why are you spending, why is your plan talking about another area where your services are not needed most? That is what the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation is supposed to be doing.
Same thing that we need to ask and we agree on. What is it that we set aside? Now, and it's why I'm again going on the point that I think there has been some movement, progress at the Department of Small Business Development. course it has to happen in terms of...
Mr. Dick?
Yes, Mr.
We were in Kumala and we lived in tent. Okay, let me start by saying this. The process at local government level is that after local government elections, and it just happened in 2016, August, municipalities start with a process of developing integrated development plans. And the integrated development plan spell out development that is going to take place in a municipality, in a ward. And there is a list, if it is road infrastructure, it will be indicated road. It will even have the number. If it is electricity, it will appear on the IDP. When we arrived, what we said to the department before that process was that your coordination role has to happen through the IDP process, because that's where all departments come together to respond to service delivery needs that each municipality is planning for. And if this department only receives applications from SMMEs and cooperatives and fund them without that information captured in the IDP, without any participation in the IDP forum. Here is a cellular cooperative is funded by the department. But for cellular to take off the ground, they need electricity and the department pay. That project doesn't appear in the IDP. And we visited municipalities. Those projects were not there. And there was no agreement. There has been no engagement. It means the department in the planning process, it works alone up to a level where they are funding a project without a municipality knowing and putting that in the IDP to trigger response from other departments. And you know how the department responds? It will say, no, we can't transfer agreement with the Department of Energy, we can't transfer agreement with the Department of Transport. That is fine, but the road will not be built at national level. It will be in a particular ward of a municipality, and it will only happen if that municipality has that project. I know this because I have been a deputy mayor and I was responsible for planning, infrastructure development and economic development. So the NED strategy of Ogo District Municipality also spoke about the infrastructure that had to be developed there. And the planning session was taking into account the infrastructure development and the local economic development, informed by the National Social Development Perspective of Ugu. So it doesn't help for a department to respond to applications from cooperatives without any understanding of the economic drivers of that particular municipality. Because you are going to fund a project that does not relate to the national social development perspective of a municipality. The municipality is not going that direction. Then it becomes waste of money, because you are not going to get the necessary support that you require. All that we are saying is that it's not the Department of Small Business that is on the road alone. It is the planning department that has to understand, the planning, monitoring, and evaluation department that has to understand this role in terms of simplifying the mandate of the department and also ensuring that departments don't work in silos and they follow the Intergovernmental Relations Framework Act and the Integrated Development Planning. That's what we are saying. If the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation is still allowing departments to plan in silos, then it is not facilitating adherence by departments of the Integrated Development Planning. Now, let us look then at how we then correct this. Because, Mina, what I said is that the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation has some work to do to facilitate integrated planning and also to ensure that departments do not work in silos. And also to ensure that we work towards a project. And the case in point is 2010 Soccer World Cup, 8 years. And here, 90% of 11 million new jobs by 2030. That is the project.
Chair, I suggest that we ask Minister Hadebe and his Fiji counterparts, Minister Hadebe, Minister of the Presidency, and the Fiji Minister of the Presidency, to come and talk to us about this point. Because unless it is, I talked about laser focus in my earlier comments, this is almost like mission critical for survival of this country, is dealing with the unemployment crisis. So getting an interdepartmental project, you call it, like a World Cup, together, where proper KPIs, proper objectives are set, and where this department, because its mandate is small business development, and 90% of jobs are supposed to go to small business, actually should be the driver. You should be the most important department in the country, by far. But actually you're not, even regardless, well, I won't go there, but you should be the most important department in the country. How does this department work together with DKME to make it the central department of this country? Only by setting your goal high and having the proper measures in place to actually make it happen.
I think that it will be very much unfair to the Department of Small Business Development to expect that it would champion development of SMEs and cooperatives and also coordinate them. If the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation does not understand the central role that this department has to play in the process of coordinating and ensuring that it's supported by all other departments, like it was the case with the 2010 Soccer World Cup. Sport and Recreation was a very small department, but center of delivering that project. And this department is put at the center of delivering 90% of 11 million new jobs by 2030, but it is not getting the necessary support that is required. Both from Treasury and also both from the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation is not facilitating a situation where there will be integrated planning. And it can take, to arrive at that, it can take a three-day summit, SASA, COSTA, other key departments that provide infrastructure, the Department of Treasury, Department of Small Business, boom, we agree on how to approach this program. And then this department then can be given, because all departments will have committed. It's not going to help to expect this department that it is going to run around this DG, go and run around and talk to different DGs. What is it that is there for small business? What is it that is there for small business? It's not a program of this department. Creation of jobs in this country is a program of government, not this department alone. And government has to then create an environment that is a champion. And this is how other departments will respond on the things that this department is asking for. The role that this other department has to play. I think we agree that we need to engage with the Minister and the DG for Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, and also DG Waba, Minister of Finance and DG Finance, so that we are moving on the same wavelength in terms of understanding the kind of support that is required by this department. Currently, this department is not understood for what it needs. Can break for lunch, and I will facilitate. Maybe DG want to say something on that score.
No, I really appreciate the discussion, and I see the support that idea for the centrality of the role that we have to perform and the resources to be able to do that. I mean, I understand all of the expectations and frustration with our mandates. And you will remember when we presented, the outcome of the program review, I in fact said to the committee, we have not, since our establishment, gotten additional money for COVID. The only money that we got for, except those functions that came from the DDI, when we were established, we were given 24 million. And that was to establish the ministry, the staff there, the biopharm, the printers, etc. At the end of 2015-16, Treasury gave us, I think it was 58 million. A week before we could spend it, they said, oh, well, now we're going to take 52 million that we needed for fees month four. So in effect, I'm saying we are expected to deliver this growing mandate as we begin to grapple and understand that. For example, you say, and I appreciate, I agree, our job is championing and advocacy. So it's a huge stakeholder citizen management role. We did not get a single communications person. No communications expertise. So and this year we actually petitioned with the Vice President. We asked for extra staff. And DPS and even the DOE, so they said they would support us in the government tech compound. They did not say a word. Next year, as it looks now, we're not getting extra. the funding. Therefore, I'm really hopeful of the process that DPSA said they gave, because what emerged yesterday was, or the confirmation, and we followed that confirmation of that, at least 22 out of 14 other posts and functions that this council. That's enough. So I'm just saying, I appreciate the, so it is the centrality, but also the resources to be able to do that. Because while you can say, and I hear Honourable Kruger or the Chancellor say, dump the process, do these other things. But you can't also just expect the people who've been doing that function will automatically be able to do the other thing. So you need also some additional skills and training. But I'm appreciating the discussion, and we're working on the second draft of our ACP, and certainly we'll be taking notes and seeing how do we inflict that in our plan.
Thank you. I have no comment. I think the debate is absolutely constructive debate, and I think it helps us to be able to define the mandate very, very clearly, including the comments that you've made around what support is required and the centrality of the department. I do encourage that perhaps it would be important to get the minister and the DG from our departments to talk about the centrality of planning and what we've done to be able to ensure that that kind of function is well treated, including the proposal on developing specific legislation on planning and integration of planning. I welcome that. I think it's been absolutely a discussion despite not disagreeing on a few things, but this is important for us to get a sense of how we move forward. So I've got no more comments.
Thank you very much.